Father, as we go into the message of this morning, we pray that you will glorify yourself, that, Lord, you will reveal yourself to us, that you will open the eyes of our understanding, that we'll hear as a learned, you will open our ears, that we'll hear as a learned, and as we open our hearts and open our lives to receive of you, our lives will not remain the same. Father, we trust you that in these times, you will prove yourself in our lives. We bless and adore you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And the people of God say, amen. Good morning. Welcome you once again. And we thank you for tuning in and concentrating to receive from the Lord. It's a privilege for us each time, each morning, when we wake up, that we are seeing another day. Brethren, we are all aware that all over the world, millions of people are down with the virus called Corona, and thousands of people have died. When they entered this year, they didn't know that they would soon be gone. And we are praying that the families these people left behind, the Lord will take care of them. And those who are down, that the Lord will stretch his healing hands upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. In Nigeria, as of yesterday, we have 7,526 confirmed cases. Oyo State is also increasing. But we trust God that he has already answered our prayers and stemmed the tide in the name of Jesus Christ. Can I hear amen? The time for coronavirus is running out quickly. In Jesus' name. And so let's go into the word of God this morning. The title of the message is Winning in Uncertain Times. Winning in Uncertain Times. Please open with me the book of Genesis chapter 26, verse 1 to 12. I will read. Please read along with me at home. There was a famine in the land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father, and I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all these lands, and your seed, all the nations of the earth, shall be blessed, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." So Isaac dwelt in Gerar. And the men of the place asked about his wife, and he said, "She is my sister," for he was afraid to say, "She is my wife," because he thought, "Lest the men of the place kill me for Rebekah, because she is beautiful to behold." Now it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked through a window and saw, and there was Isaac showing endearment to Rebekah, his wife. Then Abimelech called Isaac and said, "Quite obviously, she is your wife. So, how could you say, 'She is my sister'?" Isaac said to him, "Because I said, lest I die on account of her. And Abimelech said, what is this you have done to us? One of the people might soon have lain with your wife, and you would have brought guilt on us. So Abimelech charged all his people, saying, he who touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. 13. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. In Gerar, Isaac lived in an uncertain time. But what is uncertain time? The dictionary says uncertain times are times that there is insecurity, there is lack of predictability, there is doubtful or problems. They are doubtful or problematic times. At these times, there is often danger, inability to predict or place confidence in the unknown. Uncertain times are usually times that it's difficult to plan, times that it is difficult to invest, times of fear and anxiety. It's a time that many feel cast down. Many feel cast down. And you know, the Bible says in the book of Job 22 that when people are saying there is a casting down, we will say there is a lifting up. So these times that we are in today is just like the times of Isaac. There was famine in the land of Gerar. And Isaac, like a reasonable human being, especially a man, would want to take action. He wanted to get out of the land and move away to a land that he perceives is better. It's at the time that Isaac was in Gerar, there was drought, there was economic recession, there was no famine, there was little buying and selling, income was low or non-existent, there was hunger and lack, there was anxiety and apprehension. You agree with me that what I've described now seem to be what we are going through today? These things that I've chronicled feels like I'm talking about today in these times of coronavirus. And so these are uncertain times. And we thank God for the messages that have been coming unto us. God is so much interested in our well-being. God wants us to flourish even in these times. I remember there were times that there was a message, what do you have in your hand? Given by our Father. There was also a message, maximizing opportunities in disruptive times. These are messages that seem similar, but through it, God is saying something to us that is interested in our well-being. He's interested in us maximizing this time. Many people think the hard times are difficult times, but God sees the hard times as times to launch his own people into prosperity. Hardship makes people wiser. But despite all the changes, the uncertainties, some things, some factors are constant. Let us look at the constant factors in our lives and through uncertain times. Our attitude to these constant factors, these factors determine if we win or we do not win in uncertain times. The first factor is the God factor. The first factor is the God factor. Our attitude to God during uncertain times determines the level of our winning, determines the level of our altitude. the level that we can go even at this time. God remains the same. Even in uncertain times, God remains the same. Malachi chapter 3 verse 6 says, I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, the house of Jacob are not consumed. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9 says, the eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. Is your heart fully committed to God even in these uncertain times? What should be the winning attitude unto God at this time? Give Him your heart through Jesus so you can be His child. Give Him the best of your time and resources. Seek to please Him even at this time. Learn His ways. Seek to obey His instructions. Seek to have a direct link with Him. Seek to hear His voice. This should be our attitude at the times of uncertainties. We could see that in the time of uncertainty, Isaac had God. He heard God. And that was what separated him from the rest of the people in the land. God's word is another factor. God's word is a constant factor that even when the heavens are shaking and the heart is moved into the sea, the word of God remains the same. The word of God remains constant. And so, let's look at the scripture. The book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Numbers 23 verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie. He's not the son of man that he should repent. As he said, and he will not do. As he spoken, and he will not make it good. God is always following his word to fulfill it. God is always following his word to fulfill it. God is always watching over his word to make sure that they come to pass. So the word of God is constant. So the word of God is constant. So what are we doing with his word? Ask yourself, what am I doing with his word? In these uncertain times, what have I done with the word of God? The lockdown is more in Nigeria, in Oyo State, is about 2 months now. I remember we still managed to have some service here on March 23, but it was skeletal. It was like 20 people. So we started broadcasting on the 23rd of March. Through these 2 months, what have you done with the word of God? What have you done with the word of God? God's word always comes to pass. When obeyed, God's word makes a difference. When you obey his word makes a difference. When you locate his word concerning your situation per time, the word of God has the power in itself to make a difference. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are life, they are spirit. The word of God has the spirit of God following it. When in Genesis, God was creating, the Bible says there was darkness. There was confusion. And God spoke. As the word of God spoke, the spirit of God activated the word. And it brought the seen out of the unseen. So, at these times of uncertainty,
the word of God is could help and would help you if you give prominence to the word of God. So what do you do with the word of God? Read it. There are five things that I have here. Read the word of God. Memorize the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. Verbalize the word of God. Confess it. Then act on the word of God. Act on the word of God. That's the number two thing that is constant. Another thing that is constant at this time is time. Even through this period of lockdown, we have not had less time than the time that the world was normal. 24 hours in one day. Even today, there will still be 24 hours in today. So time is constant. It remains the same for everyone, either the rich or the aspiring. There are 1,440 minutes in a day, 86,440 seconds in a day. So today, we are going to have 86,440 seconds. How you use these seconds, how I use these minutes, make the difference. How we use our time. The Bible says in Psalm 90, verse 12, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Do you know that this period that we didn't really have much to do, many people have used those times to improve their lives. They have gained skills. They have taken even degrees, certificates online, online studies. Some people have learned new skills. I find YouTube very handy here. In our house, we learned a lot of new things. But so, do you know that so many people too have just wasted this time? The time that you have wasted, you can never regain it. It is so scary that this time is running out and you have not invested this time in something that will add to us. But it's not too late. We still have like few days. That is why today you can start managing your time. You can start maximizing your time. You can start maximizing your time. Effective use of time usually inspires confidence before God and man to entrust resources unto a man. When you say man who is able to manage his time well, that man may is almost guaranteed that that time will succeed. So what should be our attitude with time? Give the best of your time to God. Jesus Christ, early in the morning, will go to seek the face of his Father. He always devoted the early hours of the day. And I heard of somebody yesterday, I was asking, they said, first 5 hours of the day, he waits on God. The first 5 hours of the day, he waits to hear from God. And those are the best ways. You see, some of us will wait until when we are about to sleep in the night. When I've eaten and I'm about to read the Bible, it is introduction or invitation to sleep off in the night. We should give the best of our times to God. Always keep time in appointments. I'm talking about our attitude to time. Always keep to time in appointments with God and with man. The appointment that we had this morning was 9 a.m. God is always keeping his own time. But do you know that many of us are slack? Are slack. Because we know there is no supervisor that will be breathing down our head because God is not close by. So is that your attitude? Do you feel God is far away or you are far away from God so you can do anything you like when it comes to time with Him? We need to keep our appointment with God. What about appointment with men? If you don't value your time of, with men or other people's time, you cannot value your own time. It is as simple as that. Be careful with people's time. You give someone an appointment and they stay there waiting for you. You are not so mindful of their time. Do not procrastinate. Do not procrastinate. Many of us, there are things we need to do now. We always find excuse to push them to later. That is a wrong attitude to time. If we can change that attitude, the better for us. And we can start now, make up your mind that I will change. When there is something to do, it could be as little as taking the plate you have used to eat to the kitchen. Some people put it there and let it dry. In fact, some people eat and they don't wash their hands and the thing dries up. It is as bad as that. Procrastination can be a thief of time. In fact, it is not can be. Procrastination is a thief of time. It steals time away. When the time is gone, you'll be wondering, what have I done with it? No, the time didn't go anywhere. You are the one that wasted it. Time is an opportunity. Let us not misuse it. The Lord will help us. This is a very essential aspect. Time. How do you manage your time? The fourth constant factor is seasons. Seasons. There are seasons in life. There are seasons of time. Ecclesiastes says that to everything on earth, under the heaven, there is a season and there is a time. We have four seasons generally: spring, summer, fall, winter. In Nigeria, usually two: dry season and wet season. But spiritually, there are seasons of our lives. Our attitude should be as that of the sons of Issachar, who understand the times, so they could advise Israel what Israel would do. When you understand seasons, you will know when to sow. You know when not to sow. When you understand season, you would know how to wait on God for what He has promised. But one thing about God's promise is the promises of God are yea and amen. What helped Isaac in Gerar? The first thing that helped Isaac in Gerar is that he was connected to the covenant of Abraham. He was connected to the covenant of Abraham. God made a covenant with his father. You can be connected to the covenant of Abraham through Jesus Christ today. So if you are not giving your life to Christ, I encourage you. If you want to win in these times, please give your life to Jesus. Isaac heard God before taking a step. He wanted to go take a step, but God was faithful. God spoke to him before he took the step. And then Isaac was instructed by God. God instructed him to stay in Gerar and walk. So, Isaac obeyed God. God may not have instructed Isaac on the specifics of what he should do, but there was a blessing and a promise for Isaac. So he understood. When God said, I will be with you, what are you waiting for? When God has spoken to Isaac that he will be with him, just like he was with his father, Isaac didn't have any excuse not to do what he ought to do. He didn't sit down and wait and say, oh, God has said he will be with me. Isaac started planting. Isaac started raising livestock. Isaac was digging well. Was digging wells, which was necessary for watering the plants and giving water to the livestock. When Isaac was doing these things, the people around him will be wondering, what are you up to? I hope you are not mad. When you have not seen rain for months, you are going to buy seed. You are going to clear the land. What do you want to do? What are you up to? I imagine that questions would have come to discourage Isaac. But Isaac knew the God that his father Abraham served. Isaac was confident of his God. Isaac was confident about God. Isaac obeyed God, and miracles follow obedience. Miracles follow obedience. When you obey God, you are honoring Him, and He pours out His miracles after you. In that land of Gera, everyone was saying that is a casting down. But Isaac knew that his God is the one who can lift up. So he started taking steps. He started walking. He started increasing skills. He started acquiring skills. He started putting things in place. Even though he could not see the wind. Even though he could not see the rain. Isaac planted in a dry land. And the Bible says it brought out hundreds. What is not normal? That is a miracle. It didn't bring out in 30s. It didn't bring out in 60s. Isaac reaped in hundreds. Would you obey the word of God today? You would experience an output that is beyond the normal. If you can just listen to the word of God and obey it, you will experience miracles in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. So Isaac walked contrary to reason. He planted against all odds. He did not look at things that are natural. He didn't look with his eyes and consider the facts. He only obeyed acting on the word of God. Isaac ignored the facts. And he obeyed God. He stepped out in faith. To win in uncertain times, you must be willing to deepen your roots in relationship with God through the Holy Spirit. Brethren, these are times, uncertain times are times when we need to go back to our source, get deepened, get planted. The second thing we need to do is to cultivate a culture of hearing the voice of God. We should cultivate a culture of hearing the voice of God. What is God telling you? What is the Holy Spirit telling you? What is the Holy Spirit telling you? Do you hear Him? I tell my people, I said, listen, the Bible says we should renew our mind. Do you know that you don't have to, when you want to hear God, it comes through your thoughts. It comes through the voice you hear deep within you. And so when you are constantly thinking about things that are negative, how would the voice of God be able to come through you? And so the Bible says, renew your mind. If whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are good report, if that be a virtue, if that be any praise, think on these things. That is where to start cultivating hearing the voice of God. It starts with your thoughts. It starts with the kind of music you listen to. Some people say, oh, you don't condemn secular music. Yeah, I listen to it sometimes, but it was a long time. But secular music has a way of corrupting your mind. It has a way of planting seeds that will not make you to hear the voice of God. So if you want to hear the voice of God, brethren, one thing to start doing, first get away with those secular songs. Get away with wrong thoughts. Renew your mind with the word of God. And then show your dependency to the Holy Spirit. Tell him, the Holy Spirit, I can't do anything. I want to hear from you. Okay, I want to go out this morning. What, Holy Spirit, please tell me, what dress should I put on? Do you know he's ready to give you even as close as that, as little as that is. Be careful to obey his words. Be careful to obey his words. Be daring to take steps of faith. Act despite the odds. Action is key, but guided action. Guided action. Don't just beat about the bush. Don't just walk because you have to act. No, listen and then act. Listen, then act. Trust in God always, through the good times, through the bad times. God is always showing up to those who trust in him. Isaac trusted God. And so everything he was doing it in his trust of God, because he knew God would obey, would carry out his word. Isaac had a never say die attitude. Failure is a learning curve. Don't see failure or criticism as something that you should just put your head in the shell and give up. No. When you are criticized, see it as a learning curve. And these are attitudes that will help us to win in uncertain times. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. These are times, though they are testing times, but they are times of lifting. It shall be a time of lifting for you in the name of Jesus. This shall be a time of lifting for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Things that you have stressed yourself, you have looked for, even in the normal times, at these uncertain times, you will receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. So, before we go into the prayer points, there are some prayer points that have been prepared. And I want us to, even after this message, spend time to pray. But before we go there, if you have not given your life to Jesus and you are watching this broadcast, please do not procrastinate. Tomorrow might be too late. It's simple. Just tell him, Jesus, I know you died for my sins. I know you paid the price with your blood. Please forgive me. Today I release myself and I repent of my sins. And I invite you and ask you, Jesus, come and be the Lord and master of my life. Come and be the savior of my life. I give my life to you. From today, I shall serve you. From today, I shall obey you. From today, I will follow you. If you have prayed that prayer, the Lord bless you. Congratulations, you're welcome into the household of faith. So, brethren, the prayer points. Lord, please remove any kind of veil covering my face. This can be supported in Isaiah 25:6. He said, in this mount, the Lord shall remove the face of the covering cast over all people. The Lord will remove the face of the covering over you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, please open my eyes to see opportunities that are available around me. There are books that you should write. There are places that you should go, applications that you should write, but you don't know. information has not gotten to you. So that's the essence of that prayer point. Lord, please open my eyes to not just stay by my opportunities, but that my eyes, I would see it. The information will come to me. My opportunities will locate me, or I will locate my opportunities. I hope you are praying. I hope you are praying. The next one is, Lord, I beseech you to please change my mindset to that of a winner. To change my mindset to that of a winner, that I would have the winning attitude. That I will have a never say die attitude. I will have the attitude of a winner. And the last prayer point. Daddy, according to James chapter 1 verse 5, that asks, if anyone lack wisdom, let him ask. I ask you today, please give me wisdom to manage my time. Please give me wisdom to manage my time. Please give me wisdom to manage my time. I give us time to pray. Please don't forget, we want to pray this prayer point. Even after this broadcast has ended, please spend time. Spend 30 minutes to pray it in your house cell. To pray it in your house cell. To pray it even with your family. To pray it individually. Because let me tell you, these times will be to your lifting. These times will be for your lifting. I had the story of a woman who was a fashion designer. And when she entered this year, she was hearing, she went to wait on God. God, what is it that you will have me do this year? And she was hearing pivot, pivot, pivot. And she was wondering, what is for me to pivot my business? What is it to pivot my business? She didn't understand. And then Corona came. So there was not, people were not sewing clothes. But she just felt that, okay, this is an opportunity. People are looking for face masks. People are looking for PPE, protective equipment. Those ones that look metallic, that they wear white. And then she said, oh, this is what God is saying. I should pivot. Okay. She went into research. YouTube, went online, and found how they make PPEs. And then she gained that knowledge. Today, she's one of the people producing protective equipment in Nigeria. It's a testimony I heard in a webinar that I attended these few days, in the past few days. And so, opportunities are bound even at this time. Do you know that some people have made a lot of money with face masks? So, the prayer points are important. Lord, open my eyes. Let me see opportunities that are bound around me. Let me see opportunities that are bound around me. Shall we pray to round up this meeting? Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for your interest in our well-being. We thank you because you love us so much. And over the weeks, you have been reminding us of what we need to do at this time, what we need to learn at this time. We pray, oh God, that we will utilize these words, and these words will benefit us. These words will bless us. Father, we pray that you will bless us as we go this week. We pray that you will protect us with your covering, with your glory. Protect our families. We shall not die, but we shall live to declare the glory of God. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' glorious name, we pray. Amen.